There is one thing to glory in. God sent a man through a virgin who lived an utterly perfect life before the all-searching eye of God. That man actually was God and the Son of God. He lived that 33 and a half years, full maturity, knowing what life was and all about, without one infraction of the rules. You talk about a rule keeper? Not once did he break the law of God. At least twice God said, "My son, I love him. Listen to what he's got to say." And then he went to Calvary's cross. And when they hung him on the cross, God poured on him my guilt. You're looking at a fella tonight that's not guilty of anything. So, Brother Mike, yeah, you're guilty. It's just that God accounted your guilt to Jesus. Well, if he accounted my guilt to Jesus, then I think I read where he accounted Jesus' righteousness to me. Did I not read that? "For he hath made him to be sin for us, he, Christ, who knew no sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Is that not what the Scripture says? And if that's true, then he bore my guilt and my shame. I glory in that. I don't have anything. I got here too late to do anything about that. He had handled that before I got here. And I praise him tonight for the cross, for his taking my sin upon him and bearing it away. He was the lamb that was slain. He was a scapegoat that took my sin away. He satisfied everything that God could ever come up with that might be against me. Christ satisfied it. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. You know what I believe is going to happen the moment I die? You say, "Brother Mike, you're going to judgment. You're going to give an account of yourself before God." Absolutely, I am. That's what the Scripture says. I am. No doubt about it. But I believe the first thing that will happen is that I'll meet my Savior. I believe he'll put his arm around me. And I'll say, "But Lord, I'm going to judgment." And he'll say, "Yeah, but I'm going with you. As a matter of fact, I've already taken care of it. Your sins have been taken care of. The penalty has been paid." I believe in a holy hug. And I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about him. I don't believe there's going to be one worry before God. I think heaven is going to be one of the most jovial places. I believe our experience with God is going to be one of the happiest times. Amen. Why? Because of the cross. God's weakness becomes our strength. His utter giving over. I tell you what, you guys make a fellow want to preach all the time. I know you're getting tired, but listen to me. Listen to me. Satan's only power is death. That's his only power. Everything else is just smoke and mirrors. His only power is death. So Jesus went to the very nth degree of what that death is. And in that very weakness, that weakest moment, he crushed Satan's head. Amen. Crushed Satan's head. And there will never, according to Paul in Romans chapter number 8, be anything that will ever separate me from the love of Christ. Amen. Never, never, never. Well, aren't you glad you're such a good fellow, Brother Mike? Oh, I'm a rotten egg. You don't know me. But boy, my Savior. My Savior. Amen. The cross. What Jesus did on the cross. That's all that matters. And I'm telling you, that's the message that will batter down the walls of hell. That's the message that will tear down imaginations and pull down strongholds. As a matter of fact, it is doing it right now all over the world. I was thrilled the other day. I got on Salesforce and was reading something, I don't know what it was, about the mission, but I just got this little tidbit that Syrian Muslims are coming across the border into Jordan, running slap into missionaries that are telling them about Jesus, and they're being saved.
Amen.
Saved by the hundreds. Don't tell me the gospel is not the power of God unto salvation. That's what we need to preach, brethren. And I know you do. Now, there might be somebody here tonight who've never really experienced the grace of the gospel. Can I encourage you? You say, Brother Mike, I don't feel a thing. I don't care whether you feel anything or not. Would you seek God? Would you seek God? Seek Him. Seek the Lord until you find Him. Seek Him. All right, let's have a word of prayer.